Welcome to the Forum Program. I'm David Jenkins. Joining me right now on the Tally Broadcasting Stations is Ariel Beverly, who is Miss Illinois 2019. Ariel, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And what brings you here today to talk is about arts in education. But before we get into that, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
Sure. I grew up in the Quad Cities, and I moved to Bloomington Normal when I went to school at Illinois State, and now I'm in Springfield.
Now you're in Springfield. Are you a student? Are you job working somewhere? What's the
deal? Yep, I'm a teacher, but I have taken the year off this year for Miss Illinois, but I was a full-time art teacher last year at Glenwood High School in Chatham, Illinois.
That actually kind of answers my next question, which is, why are you so passionate about arts and education? But I guess that's pretty self-explanatory.
Right. Well, the arts have always had a really big impact on my life, so I've always been involved in theater, dance, music, as well as visual arts. And so when I needed to decide a career, I knew I wanted it to be something in that genre. So I decided to pursue arts education. And being a title holder in the Miss America organization, you have a social impact initiative, which is something you just really care about and you want to focus on during your year of service. And mine is arts education because it is really my whole life, and I want to make sure every student has access to the arts the way I did.
Sure. Why do you believe that people should be generally concerned about the state of art programs in schools today?
When you think art class, you kind of imagine every school having at least one art teacher. But in all actuality, only 20% of schools around Illinois require an art credit in order to graduate. And so there are a lot of schools out there that just don't have them because it isn't a requirement. And I would love to see a credit of fine arts be a requirement for students to graduate, just so everyone can get a touch of arts before graduating, because it might not be something that they decide to pursue, but who knows what kind of doors it could open for them in the future.
Is that not a requirement in the state of Illinois now?
Nope, it is not.
Okay. I thought maybe at one time it used to be, but I graduated 10 years ago, so it's been a while.
It really depends on the district. They decide what's a requirement in that type of realm. There are a lot of statewide requirements for a lot of the core subjects, but when it comes to art and music and things like that, those are pretty much decided at the local level, it seems.
I know you're kind of going on this tour speaking with people, whether it be local officials or state officials or whatnot. What do you believe state officials could do to help remedy this problem?
I think just making a point of supporting the arts. Because when you are someone in the public eye like that, people pay attention to what you say, they pay attention to what you support and what you do. And so that's what I'm trying to do by going mayor to mayor. I'm actually working on getting proclamations made in as many towns as possible to create an Arts and Education Day, September 15th, just following the Arts and Education Week. And I want us to get more of a community vibe going for that day rather than just the National Arts Education Week that is prior to this day. I want us to really get a good community involvement for enriching the arts on this day.
Speaking with Ariel Beverly, who is Miss Illinois 2019. Ariel, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your time to speak with me today. You mentioned that you would like people, whether it be local or state officials, to basically publicly express their support for arts and education. Can you tell me maybe some specific examples about how they can be more supportive?
I think really supporting the local art programs and communities. There are a lot of theaters, like community theaters and art centers, and really getting out and supporting those because they're very dependent on the community involvement. And when you're in the public eye, you can really influence what the community really gets involved with. So I think that alone could really make an impact on the arts community in different towns across the state. But also, if they make it clear that they think that the arts are important in school, that could very well influence people above them or below in the policy making that could impact the arts and education.
Ariel, if somebody would like to find out more information about arts and education or what you're speaking about, how would they find that out?
I actually have a website called includethearts.com, or they can follow a lot of my different endeavors on social media, Miss America IL.
All right, sounds good. And when is the Miss America pageant again?
December 19th on NBC.
You excited for it?
Oh, yes, very.
Congratulations, first off, on being named Miss Illinois. Good luck with the Miss America pageant as well, and good luck with this initiative, because it is very crucial, because I know sometimes the arts gets pushed off to the side, but we can't stress how important arts truly is in everyday people's lives.
Right.
Thanks again for speaking with me today, and good luck again moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on here.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.